The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
What was I saying? Yes, last week. I was shocked. I was on 4 out of 5 episodes of Big Fatty Online last week. 4 out of 5. To be fair, it wasn't just me, but I made it onto Big Fatty's opening as well, which only the second time, but it's always a thrill. Always a thrill to be on Big Fatty's opening. Yes, between Ick and I, we also managed to be on 3 other episodes. Ick has been, to be fair, I'm really proud of Ick. It's been so lovely to have him sort of around. I know we've kind of lost the sort of mob of aliens that was living here, but then that always was a bit chaotic.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
But it's always a thrill, to be on Big Fatty's opening.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2587 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of December, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, we're going to celebrate the end of 2017. Yes, we ready. Last callers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty is on his way back to the villa from Hatlanta, if all is going as planned. And y'all, I'll be back in the villa with a recap of everything that's happened during the past 10 days while Big Fatty was in Hatlanta during Crema. But y'all, today, we've got something very important to do before we head to the end of the bar. Yeah, I'm gonna see y'all today, the 27th of December. Y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. Y'all, I've met him at Pride 48 and up in St. Paul, Minnesota. Yes, Big Fatty, you went and had a delicious brofkas with delicious Bloody Marys with him. It did. It had bacon in it. Big Fatty. He is the host of the Scooter Diaries and he does the Mystery Theater also. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Mystery Theater. A little bird told me he might be coming to Pride 48 down in Nolens. Yes, Big Fatty, that little bird was the Twitty. It's true. Y'all, it's none other than the Laughing Buddha. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Laughing Buddha. And y'all, like I said, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And if you see the Laughing Buddha on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. And y'all, we're gonna now conclude our visit at the end of the bar.
Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar.
Oh. Yeah. I hope he threw his underwear back.
I'm back. Hi. Okay. I cleaned.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Do you like these shorts?
No.
They're Disco Boy shorts. There was a little kid in the bathroom. Well, not a little kid. He was probably...
Oh, let's not go there.
And Roy Moore was in there, too.
Oh, well, anyway.
Uh-huh.
Vera.
Yes.
One last question about Christmas. And then I want to move to New Year's.
All right. And it's...
Because we've only got a few days left in 2017.
You know, you're so particular about the way people say things like daylight saving time as opposed to daylight savings time. You'd think that you'd know that it's New Year, not New Year's.
Okay, whatever.
All right, fine.
anyway.
Yes. Wait a minute. Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay. It's a dry one. I'm fine. It's a dry one.
Oh, right. It's not silent, no. But deadly. But anyway. All right. You love Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas.
Absolutely. Well, it becomes a speaking of tradition, it really is an embedded tradition.
Okay. Now, this was a made-for-TV special from, what, the 70s?
I believe that it was made in the late 70s, and we found it in the mid-80s. So it was it was already 10 years old when we found it.
Okay, and you've been watching this for 30 years.
I'm probably around, for 20 to 30 years, yes.
What? Why?
You can't.
Okay. I know it's a tradition and I know it's a tradition and everything, but I mean, you put on Twitter, FKBHM, HFC 10, or HFC 13. And you watch it 13 to 20 times a Christmas season.
Yes, but
what?
I can explain.
Just help me understand that.
We create in our home an atmosphere of Christmas, and one of the ways that we do that is like where normal people would put on Christmas carols and then go about their sit and talk or be on the computer or do whatever. We put on Christmas shows. So we will watch Father Knows Best Home for Christmas probably once or twice. But the we put it on and then go about our other business, and it's on in the background, and we're catching bits and pieces of it because no one in their right mind can sit and watch something 13, 14 times in the span of 2 weeks and be okay without bleeding from the eyes. So it is
all right. So it's just background noise then.
I don't like to slough it off as just background noise, but it falls between an event and background noise somewhere.
Okay,
in there.
And it's like you say, it's kind of like some people play Christmas carols in the background on their stereo,
and we do it with all kinds of different shows. But I don't know what it is about that show that it's really easy to watch, to enjoy, and what we have done, because it's what we do, there are, oh God, how do I explain? There's no way to explain the insanity that after being together with someone for 34 years, the things that you do with one another, other than the dirty stuff that you're thinking, you foul.
No,
because you got a chair with a hole in it.
Right.
You come up with funny things that make you laugh, things that, and there are so many moments in that particular. It's like, this is what it is. It's like going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show and the entire audience talking back to the screen. That's what we do with Father Knows Best Home for Christmas. There are so many lines that are delivered in there that we answer. So it becomes that kind of fun, that even if we're deeply involved in doing something else or thinking about, if we hear the line, it automatically comes out of our mouth, the response to it.
Okay, so like if Jim goes, Margaret, and you might go, I'm here, I'm in the attic.
Yes, here's an example too. Okay. We watch it with the original commercials from the 80s. We leave the commercials are still in our recording because I recorded on a Betamax tape in the 80s. And one of the commercials is a commercial for a ham, and I can't remember what ham.
It's not a Swiss Colony ham.
No, it isn't. It's Hormel. It's Hormel ham.
Okay.
And the actress in it, who is involved in this, was also in a movie called Motel Hell, where the premise of the movie is that she and her brother would kidnap people, fatten them up, and cut them up and smoke them and sell them as as smoked meats. Honest to God, as smoked meats. This woman got the gig to serve ham to, and the issue is she's serving this Hormel ham. Hormel gives a bunch of free hams to the homeless, so she's serving hams to homeless people. But it's the lady from Motel Hell, and it's a laugh that we have every year because we know that when she got that gig, she didn't mention that she was in a movie called Motel Hell. But here's the point of that really long story. One of the lines that we do. The announcer on that commercial says, "About this time of year, something wonderful happens." And Gooch says, "Every single time, the Motel Hell lady serves ham to homeless people." So that was really funny the first time he said it 30 years ago, it's not funny anymore, except for the fact that we never miss it. And that commercial plays, I think, two or three times on every viewing. And so around this time of year, something wonderful happens.
All right. Well, it makes me feel better that you're not sitting down and watching it 13 to 20 times.
No. Most of the time it is on. And it also, this is another thing. Most of the time, it's the last thing we'll watch at night. And so we'll put it on, we'll get drowsy, and we'll fall asleep in the living room with all the Christmas lights on and Father Knows Best in the background as we're sleeping. Stuff like that.
All right. Let's turn to New Year.
Yes.
Eve.
Yes,
and
then
New
need
Year.
Yes. It's New Year's Eve.
Right,
yes.
That's right. So that's coming up on Sunday night.
No way.
And yes. My. And then...
gosh.
As you look back on 2017, any thoughts? Any, it doesn't have to be... deep thoughts or anything. Glad it's over. It was an okay year. It was a year, you know.
What I always have to do is I have to separate personal from not necessarily professional, but personal from the rest of the world.
Right.
Because I really have, with all the jokes that surround it, I really have created a little enchanted cottage that I live in here because I don't go out a lot.
Right.
I am very happy with Gooch, just Gooch. I don't really need anybody else. And so I'm pretty insulated from the rest of the world, but I do see the rest of the world. My personal life this year has had its ups and downs, mostly ups, some downs. But I would say for us, it's been a really good year. I mean, we got solar panels now, stuff like that. When I look at the world and the obvious problem with our world right now, which is the orange shit stain, 2017 was a horrific year, an absolutely horrible year for everything that has gone down because of that election. And so it's 2017. I think that it's a Chinese curse that says, "May you live in interesting times," I think. And it's a curse to live in interesting times, because if nothing else, and putting it politely, these have been some very interesting times.
Very interesting indeed. Mm-hmm. So you don't make New Year's resolutions. I know that.
No, sir.
And you resolve to not make your New Year's resolutions.
Exactly.
By the way, it's your year to do the Christmas letter. So
No, it's not. It's
you sure?
Actually, yes, it's actually Gooch's year. And the reason that it's Gooch's year is, why is it Gooch's year? Because there was some mix-up where he wrote it and he didn't. It was my year to write it. Yeah, because I wrote it last. What he did is he wrote it last year thinking that he was supposed to write it. But I said, no, it's my year. We checked and it was my year. And so he kept his and he's just going to use it again this year because we didn't use his. It gives a royal...
Well, that's about the year before. Anyway, all right. Excuse me. We come of Social Security age in 2018.
Do we?
Yes, we do. You significantly sooner than me.
Yes. Well, that goes without saying.
What do you think about turning 62? I know, you can't fight it. You might as well let the good times roll, right?
Well, are you going to let me answer? Or are you just going to talk over your question after your question?
You just go ahead and answer.
I will say what I always say. I wish that I had the wisdom, the knowledge, and the brain that I have now in the body that I had when I was 20. That's what I wish, because I despise what's happening to my body. but my mind is getting better. Other than like things, the ravages of age of forgetting shit and all that kind of crap, you know, that comes with, you walk upstairs and you go, what the fuck did I come in here for? And you stand in the middle of the room going, why am I in here? And you stand in the middle of the room going, if I go back and sit down, I'm going to remember. And I'm going to have to get back up and come back in here again. So I'm going to stand in the middle of this fucking room, turning in circles, trying to remember why I came in here.
Now, you don't get to experience this because, you know, like you say, you're in your own little world there in the house. But it's so nice to see folks that are younger than me going through that. Oh my God, I can't remember what that. Well, that's what was that? You know, you can see younger folks beginning and you know, say, I remember when you used to give me a hard time about that. Uh-huh. You know, Anyway, so now Vera, as you know, earlier this month we announced that Pride 48, live event.
Yes, I heard. I didn't hear the program, I must say, but I did hear that there's a new location for this big event.
Yes.
Why don't you? What yes, is it? Fill me in.
It's going to be in New Orleans.
Oh
and
my
it
goodness!
Is,
show me.
It's going to be. The last, oh no, don't show us your tits. Although you'd get a lot of beads with those tits. But anyway, it's going to be the last weekend in August. And I don't want an answer other than I want you to say, yes, I will think about it.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was so tired.
Need to think about coming to New Orleans for Pride 48.
I can't help but think about it, but I won't say yes or no, but I will say that logistically, it would be really, really difficult, and also it would kind of be rude to two of my dearest friends in the world that I've never gone to Chicago to visit if I find a way to go to New Orleans.
Well, maybe they'll come to New Orleans also.
But what I'm saying is if I can figure out a way to get my dogs taken care of and to do all the other things that we would have to do in order to go, especially to go that far to New Orleans... why couldn't I do that to visit my friends in Chicago? Understand
maybe
what I'm saying?
We should. I understand, but maybe your friends would say, you know what? Why don't we all go to New Orleans?
Well, I would love that, but they're. Well, once again, I'm not going to say yes or no. I'm just going to say logistically.
Okay.
It's extremely difficult. And it's extremely difficult for a couple of reasons, if I may.
Yes.
Actually,
yes.
Three reasons. One, Gooch's work. In that he already has every single moment of vacation time or away time charted and figured. And there isn't any wiggle room for him because he's his own boss. There's no wiggle room.
Well, you need to finish this up quickly. Okay. Oh!
Well, and then...
Number two.
The second reason are the two four-legged creatures that we can't leave. That's all.
Okay.
I can't believe we're...
And the third reason?
The third reason was that I have a urinary tract infection that they say is going to last for a long time, and I don't worry.
That is so hot. Vera, I thank you. Oh, I thank you for doing this. I hope you and Gooch have a lovely new year. Tell folks where we can hear you shitting your pants.
You know, I shouldn't love farts anymore because I'm 60, almost 62 years old, but I love fart sounds. VeraSpeaks.com. Right. VeraSpeaks.com.
And remember, the older we get, the less you trust a fart. Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy New Year!
Yeah, let's have... Can I get the check, please?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.